you know, I've been working with Buzz for 3 years. I founded something that Buzz Aldrin and Edgar Mitchell were very instrumental in getting me involved in. Edgar Mitchell is the sixth man on the moon.
Yep,
and
Apollo 14.
Right, and that's the Space Development Steering Committee. And Buzz and I have been working on the Aldrin Unified Space Vision, and you'll see that it sets out a whole string of goals for us, each of which we should be the first to achieve. We are ahead of the rest of the world in producing a heavy lift vehicle, something that could get large amounts of cargo into space. Now, Ares, which is what's happening in the space community right now, is there's a $60 billion boondoggle for a rocket called the Ares. And the companies that have the nipple of that boondoggle in their mouth do not want to let go of it. And they are trying to tell the American people that if we go with the Obama space program, we're throwing away America's leadership in space because we're throwing away the Ares. That's not true. Right now, Elon Musk, who turns out to be one of the great saviors of the moment, Elon Musk is the head of SpaceX and Tesla Motors. Well, you've heard and probably read many of the headlines over the last few days about the fact that Tesla is reopening the NUMMI plant, the Toyota and General Motors joint venture plant,
right,
for Tesla cars. And if you take a look at the Tesla sites online, you'll see a Tesla Model S vehicle that seats seven people and goes from 0 to 65 miles an hour in something like 4.5 seconds. It's an astonishing vehicle. Well, that's our way into the future. Our way into the future is to produce things that other people want and need. Facebook, Google, Apple, these are all things that are producing things that other people need. But the real rain of resources is right there over our head. And you know that we've talked about power. Look what's happening right now with our energy problems. There have been three major mining disasters in the last 6 months. Two of them were in China, and one of them was in the United States. They were terrible. How do you calculate the value of a lost life? You can't. 11 people were killed in Louisiana when the oil platform blew up. And now, look at the damage. It's costing us $1 billion so far to try to remediate the problem with the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And the lost amounts of money in tourism and shrimping and all kinds of other industries are going to come into the billions of dollars, too. We can harvest solar energy in space and send it down to Earth without any of those problems, because we can send it down, we can transmit it down with radio waves, the same kind of radio waves that you use in your cell phone. And now it's expensive, but look at the expenses we're undergoing for these terrestrial sources of energy, and look at the disasters we're undergoing, and those disasters are likely to get worse. Up there, once you send the power down to Earth, it's endless. The United States does not have to fight in Gulf wars anymore, does not have to fight in Iraq, does not have to fight in Afghanistan, at least not over energy resources. There will still be reasons to fight. Mankind is a contentious bunch. We like to squabble. But the fact is, we will take the load off of the Earth, to use the expression that one of my partners in this whole space thing has coined. And we need to do that. We need to be able to get unending amounts of energy. We need to be able to capture an asteroid and turn it. And one asteroid has $1 trillion to $17 trillion worth of resources. $1 trillion is the equivalent of the gross domestic product of Korea. And those resources are resources we're going to need for, guess what, electric cars.
Electric cars
use a lot of lithium. They use a lot of platinum. They use a lot of rare earth minerals. Well, already Bolivia is looking at our lithium situation and saying, oh, my God, we're sitting on half the world's lithium. And those guys up north are really going to need it. Why don't we form a cartel like the old OPEC?
And
strangle them. And the Chinese have bought up most of the rare earth mineral resources, and they're saying the same thing. So as we jump into the electric future, the future of electric transportation, which we need to do, there's going to be another stranglehold over us, two of them. One for lithium and one for rare earth minerals. You've got $1 trillion of material in an asteroid and $17 trillion in a bigger asteroid. And guess what else you've got up there? These giant snowballs. They are called comets. And what is a giant snowball good for? Well, it's made of water. And what can you break water down into if you've got infinite supplies of electricity?
Hydrogen
and oxygen. And guess what hydrogen and oxygen are? They are the fuels for spaceships.
Yep, they sure are. Now, what's the reason why we need to go into space? What are we looking for?
Well, there are several things. First of all, we are the only – life is a restless matter. Life is always looking for new opportunities. Now, bacteria find all kinds of opportunities all over the place. We've talked about the fact that 2 miles beneath our feet right now, there are bacteria called chemolitho autotrophs that are turning granite into life stuff. They are turning granite into food and fuel. We're the only life form that can take life beyond the atmosphere. We're the only life form that can take life into low Earth orbit. We are the only life form that can take life to Phobos, the moon of Mars, that can take life to Mars itself. We're the only opportunity for life to leap off this one tiny fragile planet and open first the solar system and then the stars. What are we looking for up there? We're looking for real estate and energy. Wherever humans go, there's an economy. Once upon a time, there was a war. America went into a war that was considered so unjust by some that Henry David Thoreau wrote on civil disobedience as an anti-war pamphlet. It was the war with Mexico in 1848. We won it. Now, what in the world did we win? We won New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, California, among other things. And generals who were experts in logistics absolutely knew how to measure the landscape and see exactly what you could pull out of it and what you couldn't, were sent out there to evaluate this territory. And they came back and they said, gentlemen, there is nothing up there but an empty space. There is no point in investing even a penny in it. This land is good for only two things, rattlesnakes and scorpions.